brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
Good morning, Duval. How about them Jaguars?
Hey, happy Saturday, Doc. Sounds like you all fired up for the Jacksonville Jaguars game on Sunday.
Hey, I'm trying to be optimistic, Larry. Good morning, Larry. This is Richard Danforth here in the studio. We want to welcome all of our listeners to our first show of 2018. We continue to thank Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience, for allowing us to do our thing and to provide information to the community on a weekly basis. And I'm being assisted by my co-host, Larry, who is out in Seattle, Washington, between Seattle and California. He's doing a lot of driving out there. And then, of course, Jarman, who is traveling from Birmingham. Jarman, I hope you had a wonderful holiday season, and look forward to having you back in the studio with us. So we've got so much to talk about today, and before we get into all of that, and we definitely want to see who is optimistic for 2018 and who may be pessimistic, but we're going to get into most of the optimistic kinds of things early here in the show. So Larry, tell us what's going on. I see that's in California where they've legalized the pot, but they're going to take it away. Are they going to, what are they going to do out there, Larry?
Well, you know, it's funny, Doc, that you bring that up, because the state of California approved recreational marijuana a couple of years ago, and it went into effect on January 1st. As soon as they made the announcement, though, the Attorney General for the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, issued a deal that they're going to start cracking down on the states with that have legalized marijuana sessions. So that's going to be an interesting dichotomy there as this year plays out. And but at the same time, as soon as he made his announcement, the Trump administration has him under the gun to be fired. So, you know, it's a merry-go-round. I don't think that the Justice Department is going to, you know, weigh in too much on that because of the amount of money that's involved in this. We're talking billions of dollars in taxes and revenue for the state of California. And you know, you look at the West Coast, you have the state of Washington, Oregon, California and Colorado, who are all have legalized marijuana for recreational use. So,
just thousands of jobs that's going to, generate from.
Absolutely.
Right. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens in Florida, because, you know, we believe in states' rights and states determining, you know. So we'll see. Jarman, what's on the road? What's happening on the road?
Nothing much. Excuse me. Good morning, Jacksonville. Nothing much going on the road from Alabama. We are actually almost home, so we're close to the city. But nothing much was going on in Alabama. Just still cold weather. Just trying to stay warm. But I did have a question, Larry, about the recreational use of marijuana. Is it just for the recreational purpose or medicinal use, or just the sale or use of it in general?
That's a good question, John. And it's both medicinal and recreational.
What's the difference? What is the difference?
Well, I'm not a, participant, but I understand that the difference is in the strands and the amount of THC in recreational versus the medicinal.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we'll get an expert in to talk more about that later. But we always talk about the homicide tracker, Larry.
Last week I
was praying and that there would not be another murder before the end of the year, but unfortunately we ended up here in 2017 with 142 murders in Jacksonville. And of course, compared to the year before, we had 120 murders. So in terms of what's happening with murders and with the crime, I'm not optimistic going into 2018, Larry, simply because I don't believe there's any viable strategy that exists, and I don't know if anyone is really interested in doing too much about it other than hiring more police, arresting and prosecuting, and that's a good thing. We need to do that. But in terms of some strategies for dealing and preventing these murders, and particularly in the communities that that are depressed and where you have so many vulnerable people, it's almost as though, Larry, we've been so overexposed and to black crime within our communities that we now accept this as normal behavior.
Yeah, Doc, and I agree with you. We've talked ad nauseum about this, and until we start doing and creating some preventive programs and positive solutions for this epidemic, as I see it, we're going to be doing the same thing. It's almost feeling like insanity. We come on each Saturday and talk about the numbers, and they keep rising, as you said, 24 more in 2017 than 2016, and I don't know what the numbers look like so far this year, but the last I saw was 2. Here we are, we're in the first week. So, it's an amazing thing, and it's not just in Jacksonville, it's nationwide, Doc. I've traveled a lot over here on the West Coast the last month or so, and it's everywhere, and I don't see in each city, it's the same thing. Well, let's hire some more police, and at each city, the crime continues to get worse.
I know, Jarman, you often talk about the dysfunctional behavior. Is that something that we need to focus on?
Yes, as I have mentioned before, yes, we need to focus on more prevention. Right now we need to be focusing on our children and training them up in the way that they should go, and not exposing them to adult content before they're developmentally ready to see that. You see 2-year-olds exposed to gun violence at a young age, and they grow with that, desensitization. That's what it seems like. Society has become very desensitized to crime, and crime is funny. I remember that video that surfaced of those teenagers that were laughing at a man drowning.
Wow.
Where is our compassion now in our society? And it seems like we have lost that. And until people, again, look within themselves and look at themselves as an individual and focus on what they need to change and change their hearts, it's going to be a very difficult task to deal with, because, like you said, just adding more police and more resources is not the answer.
Well, we'll talk more about that when we come back. We're listening to the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9 FM.
Your home, came up against your shield. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will.
Okay, we're back here at Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour. This is Richard Danforth sitting in the studio on this beautiful, cold morning here in Jacksonville. And, of course, my co-host, Larry, is out in Seattle in California. And Jarmin is returning from her trip to Birmingham. And before we left, we were talking certainly about the crime situation and, of course, that we the fact that we had 142 murders in 2018. And so let's spend some time trying to find some optimism. Obviously, we're optimistic and pumped up about the Jaguars and the playoffs. And you know, we're very supportive of them, and we wish them the very best that we can get through this first playoff game. But in terms of, you tell me, Larry, are you optimistic? I know you're optimistic. You're an optimistic guy, you and Jarmin. You know, Jarmin, I can't think of a more optimistic lady. And I just wanted to say on the air, you know, it's just such a pleasure. You know, what a professional you are in terms of what you're doing and your family and your faith, and it comes across. And just want you to know we enjoy being around you, and thank you for being with us on Praise 107.9. How about that, Larry?
Amen to that, Dr. Danford. And you know, I just say this too while we're talking, handing out praise. I'm happy to be a part of this team. It's an awesome team that we have. And you know, Doc, we're going on almost 2 years here.
Whoa.
In a few months, and you know, that's an amazing feat in Jacksonville, you know, to be on the air and be able to maintain a program for that length of time. And you know, it's our privilege to serve the community and get that the information to folks that otherwise wouldn't have access to some of the information and news that we're sharing. And I just want to say this is also to a tribute to a loyal Jacksonville Jaguar fan, my late cousin William G. Merriman, who was a season ticket holder, you know, from the inception of the Jaguars. And, you know, over the years when I first came to Jacksonville, Doc and Jarmin, you know, he was, I remember I came in 2012 and he was taking me down to pick up his season ticket. And, you know, he would travel with the team. He came out to Seattle with the Jaguars and he traveled all over the country. So I want to just say, you know, I know he's looking down from heaven and saying, hey, thank God that they finally made it back to the playoffs. They haven't been to the playoffs, I think, since 1999.
Right.
That's a long time to be not having to be in the playoffs. And I think the experience that the fans are going to have in Jacksonville this weekend is going to be exceptional. I see that the mayors from Buffalo and Jacksonville have made a little side bet with Subways and chicken wings, whatever that is about, Doc.
Okay, Subway chicken wings.
Subs, not Subway is the franchise. Well,
yeah.
We'll send a shout out to Subway, but yeah, but all types of stuff, you know, Firehouse, you know, you got so.
Yeah.
But anyway, we are actually Joyce and I attended the mayor's Bill's Bustin' Bash last evening out at the Daly's place.
Oh, yes, yes.
Right.
How was that?
It was interesting, kind of, you know, trying to fire up the crowd. But let me tell you, it was cold out there. So, but I understand it's going to get a little warmer for the game on Monday. So,
Sunday, Doc. Don't send them there Monday.
Sunday. What else?
Sunday.
Monday? Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
That's the championship.
I spoke that.
Yeah, that's what you were speaking it into action. That's Georgia and Alabama. We're going to battle it out for the NC2A championship. So it's going to be a fun weekend all around the country and lots of things going on. Hey, Doc, I was reading in the Times Union and said 10 things Buffalo fans need to know about Jacksonville. And it was kind of tongue-in-cheek type of deal, but it was funny. You know, it's amazing how people get wrapped up into sports and especially, you know, when you haven't been to the playoffs. You're talking about two teams here, Buffalo and Jacksonville, that haven't been to the playoffs since 1997, I think, for Buffalo. So, it was 99. They played
99.
So, yeah, and so that's, you know, I think folks are really going to enjoy it. I'm looking forward to watching it on television. And hopefully when if the weather ever warms up back in Jacksonville, I'll be back next week. And I told you guys off the air, I'll be back when the weather is, you know, beyond my age. So somebody said that
no.
I might be waiting until spring.
No, don't wait that. Don't wait that long. We need you, man. Come on. Come on back to Jackson. You know, before we left, before our break, we were talking about the opiate epidemic, Larry, and what the city's administration is looking at building a new city morgue. Apparently, they have so many bodies over in the morgue that you know they're running out of space. I mean, so people are dying, and unfortunately, Larry, while you've been gone, they found the young lady. From Ponte Vedra, I believe, out at the beach. They found her in the intercoastal waterway right there at the end of Butler Boulevard. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so she, you know, they're not saying what happened to her, but she was obviously murdered. And then, of course, unfortunately, I want to send our condolences out to the woman that died in a house fire on yesterday over in Arlington. So,
wow.
Yeah, so we're familiar with that area, so that was very unfortunate, and people, you know, tried to get in to save her, but they were overcome by the smoke from the house. So that's unfortunate.
That's a tough one, and you know, I want to advise people, you know, be careful. I know it's cold and things, and you're using space heaters and things, but you know, be careful how you plug those things and where you have them heating. You know, just be mindful in that you know, all types of heating devices, apparatus, and so forth. You know, make them safe and be safe and protect your family. I'd rather freeze than you know, to burn. So, you know, just be careful and mindful.
Say, wait.
We
say
definitely
that.
Don't want to burn.
I was wondering if you guys caught that.
Yes, we caught
it. We don't want to go to hell, so yeah, we're not going to burn.
Hey, Larry, you're a stock guy. I know you own a lot of stock, and of course, stock market. Dow Jones in industrials hit 25,000, man. I mean, there's a lot of optimism in this country around jobs. I see in the paper this morning they're bringing a new solar panel maker. That's going to be 800 jobs. That's going to be 800 jobs at its CESA field. I mean, we've got jobs coming in.
We do.
Yeah, but what about...
We have a lot of jobs.
So... Can we generate some of these jobs over in the north, you know, over in some of the inner cities, areas, Larry?
You would think that, Doc, with all the available property and land over on the north and in the west side of Jacksonville, that you know, companies would be interested in utilizing that. Those areas, but they're interested beyond the land,
right? But they're interested in the west side and the north side, but it's on the 295 corridor, so it's
right.
Not closer into the inner cities where we have the crime situation that's very horrible, you know, and that's where we're having the majority of the murders here in Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, we appreciate all the jobs coming in, and you know, Doc, I read an interesting thing, and gentlemen, I read an interesting article last night about the number of people that have gotten off of the food stamps. You know, and they said more than 2 million people have exited the food stamp program here in 2017, and most of those folks were quote-unquote illegal immigrants. So,
what?
You know, they said those folks that don't want to be identified by ICE and other forms of immigration patrol have, gone underground, and now they're depending on the food banks and so forth for food. And also that the unemployment rate in the African-American community has dropped because they are taking some of those jobs that used to be held by these by the illegal immigrants in the cities. What do you guys think about that?
Well, that's I guess that's part of making America great again. But we're going to take a quick break and come back to that, gentlemen and Larry.
Okay.
This is Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. See you shortly. Other than sitting with Steve, you know, thank you, Steve, for all your work. This is Richard here in the studio, home alone, and Larry is out in
sea, on the West Coast.
On the West Coast. What is that? 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning out there? And
yes,
yeah,
yes.
And Jaman, we were talking offline about what is happening. You know, we've got all these jobs that are being moved here to Jacksonville and hiring thousands of people, and But yet there are some folk that are not participating and really don't want to participate in any jobs. What are you seeing, you know, in terms of your profession and how you interact with families, and you know, what are they saying in these communities?
Yes, Dr. Danford, that's a good question. Just a lot of what we have seen, just being in the community and in the homes working with families, a lot of times when the challenge of not having a job comes up, because we talk about this with the families and they may be stressed about the situation, but once we work through that situation with them and try to link them with some resources, the bottom line is that they really don't want to work. They really want to be able to just be at home and collect a check.
No, John, and I can't believe that. No.
Yes,
people really
there.
Want to work, man. I mean, work is honorable. Okay.
No, we're seeing people that are asking how to apply for disability, whether it's for themselves or for their children. And I've mentioned before, Dr. Danford, some families are receiving disability for their children, and they're living off of their children's disability check. They don't want to go to work. So we do struggle with those families as well when it comes to making sure they're consistent with some of the strategies that we recommend. So it's just not wanting to work, do any type of work or put forth an effort to see some success and some change. And I just don't understand that.
Larry, I don't understand that. Maybe you have an answer.
Well, I think that, you know, in not to doubt anything, but, you know, I think that, you know, as we've gone through these years over past 50 years or so, you know, and I just think people have gotten to believe that they are owed something, Doc and Jarman, whether it's reparations or something else. And, you know, at the end of the day, though, you know, we have to be smarter about what we're doing and how we're approaching life and the legacy that we leave for our children. You know, do we want to leave them a legacy of living on the government, or do we want to leave them a legacy of trying to improve our family and make our neighborhoods and communities and cities better? I'm the one who believes that we need to do the latter. We need to be working and developing our own businesses and creating jobs and within our communities. Doc, you know, we talked briefly about the stock market hitting 25,000. You know, that's an amazing feat. You know, the advent of new currency here in the United States, you know, from the bitcoins to now cryptocurrency. You know, technology is really taking over, you know, and we're getting left behind again. You know, it's good to see all these jobs, the new 800 jobs that have been proposed to come to Jacksonville that will pay over $40,000 a year. But, you know, for the most part, let's be realistic that if folks don't want to work, we're not going to get those jobs, and the people that do want to work aren't qualified to, you know, be the recipients of those jobs. So we have a lot of work to do in 2018 and beyond of improving and enhancing the skill bank of our community, and also, you know, the mindset, you know, creating a different culture where people want to work and where we want to start our own business and be successful.
So
I think that's the beginning.
So should we be optimistic, Jarman, or pessimistic about 2018?
We should be optimistic, Dr. Danford, always optimistic, always looking at the positive, even in situations that appear so negative. There's something positive to gain from it, so we should always keep it optimistic.
Hey, Doc and Jarman, you know, as we've talked, and I want to invite our listeners too, if they have a feeling one way or the other about being optimistic or pessimistic, they can call 296-2251 and you know, let us know what they're thinking about, you know, what's going on in 2018 in Jacksonville and beyond. And you know, I know here and on the West Coast, people are very optimistic. And you know, again, I hope that same attitude permeates in Jacksonville and in the communities that we're serving, One of the things I do want to mention is that the First Thursday will be back and alive and well on the first Thursday of February 2018.
So that means you're going to be back. You will be back by February 1st, right?
Oh, I'll be back next week.
Great.
But you know, we want to and we want to invite the community out, because JTA, the Jacksonville Transportation Authority, is going to come and talk about job opportunities and contracting opportunities in their small business and disadvantaged business program. And I'm really excited about having them there and talking about this. Is, you know, we need to start making sure that any way we can get more jobs and more opportunities to be successful in our businesses. So that's February 1st, 4:30 p.m. at the Jacksonville Urban League, live and well, and we'll be kicking off 2018 First Thursday Jacksonville. So put it on your calendars, mark it February 1st, so we'll see them there, Doc. And hopefully, as the, I'm sure there's a lot going on, and I know that you all are preparing over at the Urban League for your 70th anniversary gala February 24th.
Right.
Yes, sir. And 4 days before my birthday.
Let me mention you talked about, you're actually talking about capitalism, and I, you know, reading some of W.E.B. Du Bois' information, I came across his definition of capitalism, and he said capitalism is like having 3 ears of corn. You eat one, you sell one, and you save one for seed for the next year's planting. That's interesting. So that's what capitalism is all about. Oh, we have a call on the line. Oh, great. Good morning.
I know if we passed them, they would come.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is this?
Ms. Harris.
Okay, Ms. Harris, good morning.
Good morning. I was calling to comment on one of the statements that was made earlier about the new jobs that have been presented or that does come to Jacksonville.
Right.
A lot of the jobs, they are, like you said, are out of the rural/inner city area. But the people that are in the inner city area, that are willing to work and want to go to work, they have issues when they don't have vehicles. And with the fact that JTA doesn't go that far, they don't run that long, they're limited to what they can get. So that's one of the reasons why.
So transportation, so you're saying people want to work, people want to acquire the skills.
No, I'm saying some people, because I do agree there are a lot of people out here who they would rather just live off of a check, sit home. I do have the desire to sit home and just collect a check. But unfortunately, I don't have income bracket. I don't have that I don't have it set up where I could at the moment.
So
lifestyle that I want, but.
Okay, Ms. Harris, you're breaking up, so thank you very much for calling in, okay?
Well, I think Ms. Harris was on to something, and you know, I've heard this more often than not, and not just in Jacksonville, again, you know, in many cities that I travel, it's just the same thing, you know, lack of transportation to get where folks who want to work, you know, don't have the means to get to the jobs, Doc, we talked about this last year with JTA and the transportation system. When they fixed the transportation system to go south, you know, it was from the north side. It wasn't until the jobs came in for Amazon.
Well, so listen, let's put a pin in that, Larry, and come back and finish on that. We need to take a break right now. You're listening to Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour.
The ultimate gospel experience, the new Praise 107.9. The new Praise 107.9.
Let's get up.
I want to be the girl like me.
I want to be the girl like me.
I want to be the girl like me.
other night.
I said, yes, ma'am, is everything okay?
She said, come over here, I got something to say.
You shouldn't be on TV acting that way.
I said, whoa,
you'd rather I be safe. Want me to act like I don't make mistakes? Sorry, ma'am, I ain't cut that way. I gotta keep it 100 all day. And your attitude is worse than mine. And you could be a little bit more kind. And if you won't vote to come to your church, we all gotta do some work.
Okay, this is Richard over here at Praise 107.9 this morning. This is our first show for 2018, and my co-host, Larry, is out in Seattle, and we're expecting him on the East Coast in a week or two. And, of course, Jarmin is returning from Birmingham, spending time with her family and in Birmingham, so... She's on the road, and but it's beautiful.
Yes.
It's a beautiful day in Jacksonville, and everybody is pumped up because of the Jaguars and the playoffs. It's certainly adding a very positive note to our community, and I want to personally send a shout out to the Jaguars owner. John Kahn, he's just doing a great job for this community, you know, for professional football, and he's highly respected, and we appreciate him being here and what he's doing for this community. And so as we address the many issues this year going forward, I am prayerful that we can have more of us working together to solve the many social issues that we have in our community. We really want the city council to work with us, and the mayor. We want the mayor to work with us, and we want to help the mayor and the city council to make this a better community. And we want to be we don't want to be perceive as part of the problem. We want to be in the mix. We want to be at the table. We want to receive, you know, funding that we can use to help our communities. Wouldn't you agree, Larry?
Absolutely, Doc. And as we were saying before we went to break and talking about some of the challenges and we have to address some of the challenges before we can find the solutions,
right,
to the economic disparities in our communities. And, you know, oftentimes folks get to believing that, the pessimism in our community is rampant. But, you know, there's a lot of positive things going on, Doc and John, and in our communities. And I think, you know, some of the times, you know, we need to focus more on the positives that are going on and then start creating new positives. You know, we can always shine the light on negative things. And as the Ms. Harris pointed out, you know, some of the things that we can do that don't, you know, cost us anything or shouldn't cost us anything and should be in place already is better transportation.
Right.
You know, we see a lot of things that, and these are some of the things that we're going to talk to JTA about when they come to visit first Thursday on February 1st. You know, what do we need to do as a community, as neighborhoods, as citizens, to get better transportation, you know, for folks that depend on public transportation to go to work and to school and to events and so forth. So we need to do more with what we have, infrastructure-wise, and also, you know, finding ways to help folks who really are interested in working. We talk about the ones that aren't interested. What about those that are interested and don't have the means, to get back and forth? And folks will automatically say, well, they need to find their own transportation. That's easy for you to say when you have transportation, but it's not easily done when you don't.
Yes, and I agree with you, Larry, on the point of creating more positives or new positive experiences. If JTA could address the transportation challenges, that would be a move more in a positive direction. But also creating new positives in our homes, which will, you know, spew out in the community. You know, a positive experience doesn't necessarily have to get local recognition or state recognition. You can start in your homes with positive experiences with your children, with your spouses, extended family members, and start there and just continue the ripple effect of doing things that are positive and encouraging to one another.
I agree. Thank you.
And Jarman and Doc, I think that's well said. And also, you know, again, you know, when we talk about doing things differently in 2018 and beyond, you know, we can also, this is the Entrepreneur's Corner, by the way. We have a few minutes left here. If you want to promote your business, and just do a shout out, 296-2251, 296-2251, are you optimistic or pessimistic about 2018, the same number, 296-2251, and things that we can do in our communities that will help with the solutions and not, exaggerate the challenges that we experience day to day. And again, we need to make sure that we're focusing on the positive and not the negative. We, you know, I don't want to see another 140 plus people being murdered or in a criminal way in 2018. You know, we can do better, and as a community, we need to start doing better. As Jarman pointed out, one family at a time, and you know, we can do that with jobs, we can do that with our businesses, and we can certainly do that with our health. So let's focus on the positives in 2018, guys, and you know,
yes,
for those of you that are listening, you know, please, you know, make sure your family, take care of your household. If each one of us takes care of our own households and you know, create jobs and go to work, then that makes our neighborhood stronger. And therefore, when those large companies come in looking for a workforce to staff their companies, maybe they will start building on in our communities. Doc, what do you say?
I agree. I remain optimistic because as far as Richard is concerned, I believe that everything is well in my life because God has been good to me, and he continues to bless me and to expand my territory, and I'm just optimistic. You know, I have a great family. I've got great kids. I've got a great wife. My health is average, and you know, I'm still kicking. So yeah, I'm optimistic, and I'm not going to take any negative no's for an answer going forward. Right, Jama?
Hey.
Yes, I agree, Dr. Danforth. That is wonderful. That's a blessing that you have a wonderful, supportive family and your health. And we just have to thank God for all the blessings that we have, whatever he has predestined for our life. You know, we have to look at ourselves individually and thank him for the things that he continues to do. And just thank him for who he is, because, you know, Jesus is awesome, right?
Oh, most definitely. I can't think of anything better.
That's well, right. And Larry, you had mentioned
empowerment hour is definitely something that we're going to be continuing in 2018. And you know, again, thanks to Steve there in the studio every week, every Saturday morning, and for Doc and Jarman, you know, who's been there Saturday morning, you know, committing. And believe me, folks, we don't just start on Saturday morning. We work all week in trying to find, you know, information and news and music that's going to entertain you on Saturday morning, and while at the same time trying to educate you on what's going on in Jacksonville and around the country. So we're looking forward to an exceptional
year. Yeah, we're looking forward to 2018. Of course, we got to stay woke and follow what's happening over at the school board, because you know, we are they're getting ready to hopefully select a company that's going to help us with the selection of a new superintendent. Larry, do you know if Dr. Willis will be one of the candidates? Seems as though she's doing a pretty good job over there.
Yeah, I haven't heard, Doc, and she would make an excellent candidate. There are quite a few local folks that I know would make excellent superintendents if given the opportunity. When you do a national search, though, Doc, it kind of eliminates some of the local folks, and we need to be vigilant and diligent about making sure that folks like Dr. Willis have an opportunity to apply and be considered for the position. You know, it's sometimes what we're looking for is right there in front
right
of our
here.
Face.
Yep. And of course, we brought our previous superintendent came in and spent, what did he, Dr. Vita, say, 4 years, was it?
Yes, about three too long. But anyways, yeah. but we're looking forward to how this search goes forward. And again, let's remain vigilant on this and make sure that our local people have an opportunity and not reinvent the wheel every time. You know, when a new superintendent comes in, we have to go through another learning curve, and although the board's there, it's still the superintendent has the executive power. So we need to make sure that the right person is there, and we need to make sure that the community and the students and the parents and have an input in this as well.
Amen.
Not just the search firm.
Amen. We definitely need input into the process. And because we know what we really need to get our school system where it should be, you know, it's
absolutely
unfortunate. People move here to this community for the new jobs, and of course, people can live wherever they want, but they're running down to St. Johns County and some of the other counties, and because the it's not the perception. I guess the schools are better. I don't know, but I just think that I don't know. I don't understand it. I mean, we have the money, the resources to really get the job done. You know, we've got to concentrate on some of these inner city schools.